From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I was lonely. I had a newborn and a 2-year-old, and my family had just moved to a small ranch house in Lafayette. It was 20 minutes away from my parents' house in Piedmont, which was great because my parents loved spending time with their grandsons, and I cherished their company. I visited Mom 2 or 3 mornings a week while Dad worked, and we'd watch the boys roll around on the grass while we laughed and chatted, sharing lunch before driving home tired and happy. "You'll meet some nice friends," Mom reassured me. "You always do." And I did. I was invited to join a group of mothers with young children who met weekly to play at the park. Just as I was leaving for our first session, Mom called. "Are you busy?" she asked, and I told her about the invitation. "Wonderful," she said. "I was in the mood for a visit, but we can do it another day." I told her I'd skip it, and she said, "No way." But there was something in my mother's voice that got to me. It occurred to me that young motherhood is just one of many lonely stages in life. Just as I veered toward the park and my new friends, my 2-year-old son Matthew pointed the other way. "Grandma's house," he said with purpose, and I wove back to the road that led to Piedmont. I knew in my gut that his was the right choice. After all, Mom had always been there when I needed her. She was still young, but she wouldn't be around forever. There'll come a day when she's gone, I told myself, when I'd give anything to spend a morning like this with her. When we arrived, I found Mom sitting in a quiet corner reading a book. The look on her face when our eyes met was one I'll never forget, full of love, gratitude, but not surprise. She knew that we would come. The newborn and the 2-year-old are now 20 and 18, and a third son is 13. Their grandma died 3 years ago, just 71 years old, and we miss her terribly. But in the months that led to her death, we surprised her with many visits, and we'll never regret them. With The Perspective, I'm Laura Shoemaker.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.